Well,
Hello. Yeah, hi. Is this Sandy?
yes.
This is Shira from for Willie Wilson, Allison. I just wanted to follow up and see if we can continue the enrollment process to help him get onto the waiver.
Oh boy. You know what? I talked to somebody this morning about that already.
Oh,
Always.
was that the doctor?
No. Where are you from?
We're from
Are you from
Family
the?
First.
You're not from the from where you're at now, on the hospital, right? Sanders House. You're not from here. Do you work with them? Or you don't?
No, we're an agency that helps people get onto the waiver program.
Oh, I talked to y'all last week. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm Shira. We spoke.
Well, I talked to him about that already. Just my father. He said he's scared they're gonna take his house from him. So I don't think he wants to with that. But somebody I talked to today, they said oh, that I could talk to somebody about that. They tell me about that as I go through the process. This guy I talked to this morning, so I got some stuff laying around.
I don't know who you spoke to, but I know that you reached out to us in the beginning of the week to help you out and to
Yeah, I
help your dad
remember
out.
that. I'm sorry about who I talked to this morning.
So, what would you like to do?
He has said that they won't take the house from him. That he'll give me some information about that, about Medicaid and the waiver program. And about if you got any property on your own, he'll give you some information about that.
Well, remember I told you that if he has a trust or a will, they're not going to touch the house, right?
Trust or
So,
will.
yeah. All right. One second. So, how would you like to proceed? Do you want to continue with me today? I don't.
How can you get a trust? Where do you go for a trust? And how much does it cost? You got information on a trust?
Well, I think it's a couple hundred dollars to do. I don't know much information on it. I don't have detail. But,
You don't know where I'd rather go to apply for it or something? No.
well, you would probably, you should, let me see, you could probably look it up online. You have to reach out to a lawyer or something.
You got to get a lawyer for that. Yeah, lawyer for that. But
Well,
do a trust.
a
That's
trust,
more money.
you have to understand, it's like a will. It's a legal document stating that nothing could happen to the house. So, you're paying for that.
Oh, yeah, but do you got? I thought you might draw the papers up online and get it done like that and pay a few dollars, but not get no lawyer. We get a lawyer about it. You're talking about money there. You might got no money for no lawyer.
Yeah, no, I hear that. I could try and
Yeah,
get
fish
more
income.
information for you on that, but in the meantime, do you want to try and continue getting onto the start the continue the enrollment process? Because that's what really needs to get done now.
Yeah, but the guy told me that he needed to talk to my father first. When I go out to see my father, that he need to talk to him, and then we get they set a date for to come around my house, come around my father's house, because they're gonna send my father home about a week from now.
Well,
He say it's his.
I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. Do you know where they're coming from?
Well, I'm trying to tell you. I had it written down. He told me, I swear, I got something going on now. My father was in the hospital last night. He saw all mixed up. I said, I wrote it down or something. On my bed, he said, I'm just so confused. Write it down or something. Mixed up.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Well, I'm trying to find it. want to talk to his name from. He said he's supposed to get his name in. I think that's his day job. He said he's on a waiver, but I think he's getting his day job.
Well, we're helping you with the waiver program, but who? I don't understand who's coming down to you.
I had it in my paper and it was crazy.
Do you want me to go ahead and do you want to try, can I give you the number to call into the broker with your dad to schedule the first assessment? And then we'll follow up on Monday and let me know who's coming down.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that easier for you, dear?
Huh?
Is that going to be easier for you?
Yeah, I got the man name. The man name is Nasir. His number is 215-989.
No. Do you know which company he's with? The name doesn't really help me.
I don't know, but there's something he could call to. He said home health care.
So that's... I'm Shira.
Nasir. It's Nasir.
I'm not so sure who that is. What I will say is let me give you the number of the broker. Try and schedule an assessment with your dad. You need to be with him on the phone when you do this, and then I will follow up with you on Monday, and you'll let me know if you have any more information about who's calling you, because I don't know who that is.
Your broken number.
All right. So the number is 422.
Okay, 422.
577.
577.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, dear. Give me 1 second. I'm missing up.
422-577.
855-422-5.
Wait a minute. What's it? 855? 855 go up front. 855 go first.
Hold up. I'm sorry. Let me. 877.
Wait a minute, this is the same thing. Wait a minute, 877-550. 550.
4227.
4227.
Amazing. Okay?
It's broken.
You got it?
Oh, I use 877-550-4227. Okay, that's a waiver. This broker waiver program.
This is the broker, and you're going to schedule us in the first assessment with your dad, and I'll touch base with you on Monday and let me know what that assessment is. Okay?
All right. All right.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.